In addition to voting for senators, governors, representatives, and of course president, voters in 32 states are also deciding on ballot measures in this election. In Colorado, voters will decide whether gray wolves should be reintroduced to the wild. Voters in Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota will decide if recreational marijuana should be legalized. And Mississippi voters will make a decision on a new state flag design after a Confederate emblem was removed earlier this year. Let's take a look at some of these ballot initiatives with Josh Altick. He's a project director at Ballotpedia. Hey, Josh.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
And we're going to dig into some of these state ballot measures in just a minute. But first, big picture, what kind of trends are you seeing across the country when it comes to ballot initiatives?
I would say the biggest one is election policy. There's a huge amount of attention on various measures to change things like redistricting processes, term limits, kind of some old topics that keep coming back to the ballot, some suffrage issues included as well, campaign finance. So all of your kind of usual suspects when it comes to elections policy, but just a lot of them this year.
Well, to that point, I'm interested in this ballot measure in Alabama, Colorado, and Florida. People will be voting on whether to change existing constitutional language to say, quote, only a citizen of the United States who is 18 years old or older has the right to vote, rather than every citizen of the United States. What's that about?
Right. Yeah, that one's interesting and is getting a lot of both positive and negative attention. When in fact, it appears that there's not a huge practical effect to these measures passing. Most states already require citizenship to vote. Now, in some cases, there are local elections where that citizenship requirement is not in effect. Usually it's for like a school board election or something like that, but those are few and far between. And so for the most part, these won't have an effect. The effect that proponents are going for is a more preemptive one. They're saying, we see this trend towards possibly letting people who are not proven citizens vote, especially in local elections, and we want to head that off. Opponents think this is a kind of a scheme to get attention on an issue that's not an issue. Some people think it's maybe an effort to get turnout among a certain demographic. So a lot of varying opinions, and it's unclear exactly what they will do.
All right, let's talk about the legalization of drugs here for just a minute. Recreational marijuana is often on the ballot in states across the country. This year, we see it in Montana, South Dakota, New Jersey, and in Arizona. By the way, it was on the ballot in Arizona back in 2016, but it failed.
That's right.
Is that usual for a ballot measure that failed to be revived like that?
It really depends on the climate. The initiative process is especially susceptible to trends. So if you have a trend like marijuana that's had huge success at the ballot and, you know, been successful in 9 states and even probably moved some states like Illinois and Vermont to legalize directly, then yeah, why not try again? Public opinion on marijuana has changed so drastically in the 10 years. It makes sense. But sometimes you see efforts try and then just never try again because of what the defeat was like. It's like 50% of the time they'll try again, though. You'll see the California ballot has a lot of repeats. But Arizona was pretty unique in 2016. It was the first measure where opposition spent as much or more than support. So I think that was one factor in trying it again as well.
We'll talk about moving an issue forward. Oregon and Washington, D.C. are voting on psychedelic mushrooms.
Yeah, psilocybin is could be legalized in a state for the first time this year. I mean, the proponents of the use of psilocybin as a sort of a part of society would just love to see this trend have the success that marijuana does. So they would love to see.
What would the feds think about that?
That will be an issue in Washington, D.C. for sure, that whether the funding of it and the enforcement. I would say in Oregon, that's probably going to be less of an issue. You're probably going to see something more like what happened with marijuana. Just there's not going to be any enforcement at the federal level for the most part. And part of the reason is the Oregon measure is, from the perspective of advocates, very conservative. You have to go to a center and actually be under observation for your entire session. You're not going to be able to just grow mushrooms and consume them in your backyard.
I see. Well, that's going to be an interesting one to watch there. And what are you watching for in California, which, of course, every election seems to be stacked with important ballot propositions?
Yeah, California, a huge amount of money being spent as well in California. The top of the list is Proposition 22, which is the first appearance of gig economy policies on the statewide ballot. That measure is backed by Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Postmates, that group of app-based driver companies. And it's essentially a best defense is a good offense situation. The legislature passed a bill in 2019, AB 5, that would reclassify app-based drivers as employees rather than independent contractors. And that business model really sort of depends on the independent contractor style of relationship without the minimum wage requirements or the health insurance requirements and stuff like that. So this measure would reclassify all app-based drivers as independent contractors. It would also add some things like a wage floor and some other sort of employee or independent contractor safety measures as well. So that's what this does. And Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, they're not just thinking about California, even though California is probably huge for them. They're thinking about the entire country. This is a policy area that is new. And so a lot of states are going to be considering it. And whether it passes in November is going to indicate a lot about what direction this policy area will go sort of going forward. It's kind of a referendum on Uber, you might say.
Sure. And, you know, if you live in a state with a key proposition on the ballot, you're likely going to get a bunch of ads bombarding you, urging you to support it or to vote against it. Talk about that for a minute. Who are the groups or the people putting money into these campaigns?
Sure. Yeah. So it varies widely from state to state and by topic. So a lot of times you will have companies on one side or the other of a ballot measure. You could look at Alaska Measure 1, which it's an oil and gas tax, essentially. That's being opposed by exactly who you would expect it to be opposed by, the oil and gas companies. And then you have national advocates, different groups on various sides of measures as well. So whenever you have sort of a national movement behind a measure in a specific state, there's a lot more money involved, whether it's taxes for education or something like that. You have these sort of national groups paying money, and then individuals get involved. In Illinois, the second most expensive measure of the year is a measure that would allow a graduated income tax rather than Illinois' flat income tax rate. And Governor Pritzker is almost single-handedly funding the support campaign, almost $55 million, I think, at this point. And then on the other
side, he's a very rich man, by the way.
Yeah, and then on the other side, you have the CEO of Citadel, who is funding the opposition almost single-handedly. I think 96% of funds on both sides are coming from each of those individuals. So it really does vary from individuals who get passionate about a topic to companies that have a vested interest in the policy to organizations that just exist to advocate for that policy.
Josh Altick at Ballotpedia, thanks so much for taking a look at these with us. And we're going to have you on after the election to see how some of these races turned out.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.